Today is May 2nd, 2021. We are not worshiping together in person at the church due to the coronavirus pandemic. However, the church leadership and I are discussing the reopening of the building for worship. This may take place in a few weeks. In the meantime, we continue to offer audio recorded services, and I welcome you to this time of worship. It is God who draws us to this time of worship with a yearning to praise that which is bigger than us and a desire to give thanks for the bountiful gifts of life. It is God who draws us to these moments for comfort in a bruising world, to challenge our half-hearted efforts. It is God who draws us here to pray and sing and to experience the risen Christ. Let's pray together. Holy God, let us be faithful witnesses to the power of your love. Let our lives mirror hope in the midst of despair. Let our deeds be filled with compassion in a world of bruising indifference. Let our words be truthful when misinformation holds center stage. Let our forgiveness build new bridges of reconciliation. Let the joy of Easter continue to linger in our hearts and fill us with courage and hope. We offer this prayer in the name of Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and we now pray as he taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I invite you now to listen and or join in singing the hymn, Since Jesus Came Into My Heart.
Thank you.
Today's scripture is the Old Testament Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them." The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. Please pray with me. Loving and faithful God, may we listen carefully to your word for us this day. Help us to be open and truly receptive. Send your spirit into our lives and help us to respond to your call and invitation for discipleship. Renew our spirits and re-energize our lives as we follow our risen Lord, Jesus the Christ. We ask this in his name. Amen. What would a photo album of your life look like? Would all the pictures be joyful? Would all be sad? Would there be a mixture? Most of us would probably find some high points to remember fondly, as well as some other times we would prefer to forget. Psalm 126 is a reflection of the experience of God's people. It includes memories of the wonders God had done in the past. It also indicates that things are not going too well at the present moment when the psalm was written. It ties the two, past and present, together with an expression of hope and confidence. This psalm was written during a time of great struggle for God's people. Upon their return from being held captive in Babylon, the Israelites were bitterly disappointed and discouraged. Jerusalem, their holy city, had been plundered and left for ruin. These people could never forget the humiliation of defeat, the hardships of the long journey, the years of homesickness. Families had been scattered. The older adults had died in a strange land, and the young people had grown up, never seeing the majestic city of David, but learning the ancient traditions. The people were returning home, back to familiar sights, back to what they loved, back to what they had dreamed about and yearned for many years. But their experience upon return did not match their expectations. The first three verses of Psalm 126 recall a time of rejoicing, when the people laughed and shouted for joy. But that is in the past, and it's only a pleasant memory in their mental photo albums. The return from exile as refugees in their own land was not pleasant for the Israelites. Their prayer became, "Return our fortunes, O Lord. Make them come swiftly, like the rain brings water to the dry riverbeds." In southern Palestine, the wadi beds were dry, parched, waterless most of the year. But when the rainy season arrived, these areas often overflowed quickly because the hard, dry, sun-baked earth could not absorb the water fast enough. The Israelites were feeling dry and barren, like those water beds. They had a sense of loss. They had many struggles to face, and they began the rebuilding process, and they longed for their restored happiness. We too have struggles in our lives. We live in a very stressful society, especially the past 14 months of the coronavirus pandemic. Even before the pandemic, there were numerous demands on our time. We struggled with pressures from our jobs, our families, schools, and communities. And during the pandemic, we have had the added burdens of isolation due to stay-at-home orders, deaths of so many who were separated from loved ones, the loss of jobs, food and housing insecurity for so many. These struggles are very real and very important to us because we are experiencing them and being forced to cope with them. And there are other struggles in the world. For many people, the reality of life is a day-to-day struggle for survival. Basic human needs, food, shelter, clothing, medical care, are not being met, even without the coronavirus. It is difficult for most of us to imagine the struggle many people face. To hear of entire villages starving, to watch children die for lack of simple medical supplies, to stand in the rubble of a storm-ravaged landscape. Many years ago, I led a group of teenagers on a work trip to West Virginia to help with flood relief. We arrived 8 months after the waters had risen and flooded the community. The river had receded by that time, but there was still mud in basements, houses totally removed from their foundations, train bridges destroyed and moved downriver, and paved roads left in ruin. As we began to help the families of this small town to rebuild their homes, we learned about many of the struggles these people had encountered. 2/3 of the town people had moved away due to the loss of jobs. The school in town had closed temporarily, and some children were now riding school buses for 2 hours in the morning and another 2 hours in the afternoon to attend school. And there was word from the state government that the town school would not be reopened. Some families had their members scattered and were separated from each other, while other families pooled their resources and lived together, aunts, uncles, cousins, and grandparents, all under one roof. These people had struggled the last 8 months to put their lives back together. While our group had gone to help rebuild housing, we also helped mend relationships. We had not experienced the flood waters. When we arrived, we were outsiders and strangers to these people. But when we left 7 days later, we had built friendships. We had listened to these people who needed to tell about their burdens, their worries, their fears, and their hopes. And we were the perfect listeners. We didn't have similar stories to tell. We had not heard their stories before. We could share their sorrow, and we could also share their joy. They were alive. They had survived the flood. Some families had grown closer. Neighbors had reached out to help each other. Through their pain and sorrow and discouragement, they could find joy and things to be thankful for. It was like that for the returning Israelites as well. They were at first discouraged, but their despair did not last. As they flipped through the pages of their mental photo albums, they remembered that God had provided for them in the past, God's redeeming work had taken place. They were joyous about those fond memories of the past. And this produced joy in the hope of God's redeeming work to come. The psalmist wrote, "The Lord has done great things for us." God is faithful. God is not just a God of history, though, but a living, loving, compassionate, and gracious God of today and tomorrow. Even when they were struggling, the Israelites could look forward to a time when the fullness of God's grace would again be experienced. Their hope was that those who planted the seed with tears streaming down their faces would return singing for joy as they brought in the harvest. Today, as people struggle with life's reality, joy comes in many ways. A truckload of clothing and supplies for those devastated by earthquake, flood, or hurricane. Well drilling equipment, which helps alleviate the cycle of water shortages. A person agrees to sponsor a refugee family who has spent months in overcrowded resettlement camps. A neighbor arrives with food and safe distance conversation for a family living in quarantine. These glimpses of joy do not just occur on their own, out of nowhere. Joy comes as the redemptive, gracious word of God continues in the world through God's people, through each one of us. Psalm 126 reminds us that we can learn from those whose experience is different from ours. Even though the group of young people that I led had not experienced the flood, they were able to share the struggles and joy of the townspeople. When we make contact with people, we can share their struggles and joy. Many people in this congregation share the struggle and joy of hungry people in the greater Malden area. Through the feeding ministry, one of life's basic needs is being met for many families and individuals through Bread of Life's evening meals program. During the pandemic, Bread of Life has seen the requests for pantry food and prepared meals triple. Our congregation also supports the work of Habitat for Humanity, housing families, and the Malden Warming Center, helping to meet another basic human need. This February, several community organizations, including Housing Families, Bread of Life, and the Warming Center, embarked on a new collaborative endeavor, a shelter for homeless individuals in Malden. Previously, there had been resources for homeless families, but not individuals. By numerous agencies working together, they secured resources for individuals who need shelter, including caseworkers, food, and a pool of rapid rehousing funds to help homeless individuals transition to permanent housing. The Bible tells us that we are called to be agents of God's reconciling love and forgiveness, to share people's struggles, people's burdens, people's joys. We are called to share the good news of forgiveness in Jesus Christ. We are also called to express God's love through practical actions. Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan demonstrates that neither social class, vocation, nor external expectations should prohibit a person from reaching out in love when a need is recognized. God's redeeming grace works in and through us. We are not called to be spectators, but enlisted in the work of making the promise of hope a reality by the grace of God. May we follow the example of Jesus' earliest followers by sharing the good news of God's redeeming grace through Jesus Christ with our words and our actions. Most of us are not able to travel all over the world with this message, but we are able to reach others, to share in their struggles and joys by supporting local organizations such as Bread of Life, Housing Families, Habitat for Humanity, Refugee Immigration Ministry, and the Massachusetts Baptist Multicultural Ministries. With our prayers, financial gifts, and volunteer time, we can also reach out to others beyond our local reach by providing gifts to the One Great Hour of Sharing offering, one of our four annual mission offerings that we receive. Our calling is an active one. We may not know what lies ahead. Just as the first disciples shared their Last Supper with Jesus, there are uncertainties in our future, but we need to remember, like the psalmist, the joys of God's work in our pasts enable us to look to the future with hope and confidence for God's work to continue in the world today. Please pray with me. All merciful and powerful God, renew this weary world. Heal the hurts of all your children, and bring your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord of life. We especially pray for those who mourn from the loss of a friend or family member. We pray for those who govern the nations of the world. We lift up the people of countries where there is strife and hunger and warfare, and all that are struggling with the coronavirus pandemic. We give thanks for all who work for peace and truth and justice. We pray that the joy and promise of this Easter season will grow stronger in our lives, and all this we offer in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. I invite you now to listen and or join in singing the hymn, Bringing in the Sheaves.
Thank you.
following the postlude, I am providing words of institution and prayer for those who may be celebrating communion today. So as we conclude this part of our time of worship, may we continue our journey of faith. May we share the good news of our risen Lord. May we be beacons of hope, and may we be peacemakers. May we live as an example of reconciling love, and may we feed the hungry. May we care for our families and friends, and care for the stranger as well. Let us live with hope and confidence as servants of the risen Christ. Amen. Since today is the first Sunday of the month, if we were worshiping in person at the church, we'd be receiving the communion elements, remembering Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples. If you're doing that in your own home now, listen to these words of Scripture. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Please pray with me. Compassionate God, open our eyes to the miracles around us. Help us see your refreshing care in the changing seasons. Help us see in the breaking of bread your great love for us. Help us know in our lifting of the cup your tender forgiveness. Open our eyes to see that your love reconciles differences, and your mercy celebrates diversity. And now may the words of our mouths, the thoughts of our hearts, the prayers that we say, the bread which we break and the cup which we drink, find acceptance in your grace. Holy God, loving Savior, compassionate Spirit, amen.